Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio. How you let the beat, beep, beep. Round and round. That sound to make when she hit the floor. I'm gonna take her to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Trap BNP, king, king, we fucking money, with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
You wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain, tree. 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 Make it rain,
make it
rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make
it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it
rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
and in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
where you from?
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
make it rain, bitch.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna see some ass.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going
yeah,
ham, bruh.
Do your thing, bitch. Yeah, do your thing, yeah. I'm dingo, wear a lot of pringo. Get on a mingo, get on my menigo, bitch. I'm talking shit, but you know she's shit. Like, she's shit, she's
shit. Make it rain, bitch.
I'ma make it rain, bitch.
Yeah.
Make it rain,
bitch. Be count. Yeah, let's go. Don't even let me sing. Hold up.
Make it rain,
bitch. Hold up.
Make it rain,
hold up.
Make it rain,
let go. We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Layback Sunday Bagger Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Aiden Frank Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
ballin'
nigga, man, new D in the club. Y'all fake, y'all spit, y'all these hoes on my dick, tryna get a little cheat. It's me right now, it's
me right now. So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
What's up? What up, boy Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Your girl Beanie Weenie and your homegirl Riding Shotgun Dean Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that rhythm with these many local artists that are spitting the flame. It's the national artists that are changing the game.
I'm just Fuckers ain't real. Do you go recognize me? Got a big $3 bingo. There's only two kind of people out here. Let's face motherfuckers, they're real. Do you go recognize me? Got a big $3 bingo. I'm rooted up with you, wasting like a white boy. Judging my sins, they probably think it's tight, boy. But a current doesn't point something like a tight boy. Anybody want some, think you ain't right, boy. Dunking on a donut, you can take it. Rapping on the microphone, you probably take the wind and bring sober. Open up the door, stepping out the limousine. Check my food first, jump plans. It's a super cool, super fresh, super sweet. Living in a super state, super awesome, super great. Get away, a super state. Double on the fireball, when I'm at the super pace. I'm a super stupid talking, just a super stupid state. Spoon on the bottom, something like I'm on the pool, but punch like Cabo, kick like Dumba. Hit him with the ball, hit him with the $3 bill.
Illuminati took form that was born from a Colombian faction. The $1 bill, and it can be to expose the true code of deception. I will show you. We live in a design wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that, it's the all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words animal corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's ordos of chlorum. Translated, new order of the world, of the new world order. Offers and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right. 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaves, which is supposed to be in its talent to represent peace. Peace was always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released. And the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are six, with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America extending in a deep devilish abyss, with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove, where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And every small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we followed the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods who we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed the code. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. Skull and bone fraternity, the secret handshake. But understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thought, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. Don't fear the city hall, cause you don't know what it entails. Same capital, same cells, and phrase chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy. The savage to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery.
Yo, you know what it is. Now check this out. This is dedicated to the video game league. This is my girl Savvy. This is Where They Do To That Radio. The joint is called Major League Gaming. We're getting ready to go to request lines in just a second. Check it out. My girl Savvy with Major League Gaming. You already know what it is. Check it out.
Hard opportunity from the clock, warfare, kill, ground, paralyzed, everything with no fear. Bring the coroner, when he comes to see me. Look at the hits from me, just like a crack fiend. I'm a god of war, rebuild against all. I'm a hitter with homes, freaking on, going all out. No mortals wanna come back, I just get back. Rest in peace to my enemies, power, show respect. Nothing is given in the
what we came here for.
Yo, we make the league game, man.
What's happening? It's C-Fret live. Where they do that radio? What? Big Red, you know what it is. Hey, don't C-Fret, where they do that at? Hey, don't J-Dawg, where they do that at? Hey, don't where they do that at? Radio, where they do that at? Yeah. S-C-E, man, you know what it is. Your boy C-Fret checking in. J-Dawg, killing with that Big Red, y'all.
I think I woke up on the wrong
side. Check out my bad bike pigs, y'all. The joint is called Bad Day. Real talk, this is where they do to that radio. You can definitely relate. Check my band.
Outside of town, on the wrong side of the track. Outside of town, on the wrong side of the track.
Outside of town, on the wrong side of the track.
on top.
You're jamming, jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Having sex in the rain, touching the right while you whisper my name. Hold you tight in the moonlight, you're driving me crazy. I'm feeling for your love, huh, baby? What? Give it to me on back as we bump and grind. We can take it nice and slow, we got plenty of time. They got me late with the dust, best believe I need love. You're just crazy when you take
for
my baby.
For all y'all don't know, that's my band, Ghost Rider. DJ Ready. Hey, what's the
name of the game? Just find a way together till we all alone. Baby girl,
I don't know what you're doing to me, but
I don't know
baby,
what
I like. I don't know what you're doing to me, but baby, I like it.
Got your honey, and it's the realest. My brown baby black gel. I know you smell. You pick the pressure when the witch gets you in the round. I want to show you how to do it in this Spanish way. Grindy smoke mixed with Hennessy and Alize. But best believe I won't try to take advantage. I need you to be alert when your boy is doing damage. I put my love between your thighs and go to work. You dig your nails in my back as your body jerk. I want to hold you and squeeze you tight. It ain't busting up. Just want to please tonight.
I don't know what you're doing to me, but
you're
baby, I like it. I don't know what you're doing to me, but baby, I like it.
The weather, we can talk or whatever. Long as you are by my side, I ain't worried about nothing. It's us against the world, so we two-step wedding. I done made some mistakes, but that ain't sorry for this. If I could be your genie, I would grant you every wish. Just look in your eyes, then make my nature rise. In the streets of school grind, but with you would take my time. I gotta tell you, I'm addicted to your love. If I could put you like a hand in the gun, so no, just can't leave you alone. I ain't pop, but let's turn this house into a happy home.
I don't know what you're doing to me, but
I don't know
baby,
what
I like it. I don't know what you're doing to me, but baby, I like it.
Yeah. Real talk.
This song right here.
Real talk. We're going to let you get your mind right for a second. That was my man, Mr. Big.
Everything
was biting it. What you do to me. Now, this track right here, I want y'all to close your eyes and just talk about this for a second. I'm going to request
the best. Really good. What's up with the truth?
Close your eyes.
The truth is wrong.
Yeah. What's the best? First, yeah. Go to hell with the conversion, reconversion with the truth. So you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm that nigga. It's up for me. Yeah, I wanna make a title. Yeah, when you listen to these, you take your time. Yeah, I get that shit. Never mind.
I'm going to take care of your life. I'm going to take care of your life.
Town halls, backyards, and diners across America. Our troubled economy isn't news.
Now, the first of a two-part conversation with former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is a new agency. And that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it.
Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it. The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community, much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
The United States government shipped 800 billion Ameros to the China Development Bank in preparation for the collapse of the United States dollar as currency. I have one of the Ameros from that shipment. This is an Amero. Now, hopefully the camera can zoom in enough so you can see the face of the coin. And now I'm going to turn it around so that you can see the reverse of the coin, because the reverse is really important. It says Union of North America along the top. It's got an eagle. The United States dollar as a currency is going to collapse. How the U.S. dollar is going to collapse? At some point, the amount of money that the United States of America owes and the interest charged on that money will be unserviceable. We will reach a point where there won't be enough money in the entire federal budget to just pay the interest on the money we've borrowed. Government is hoping that there's enough panic in the general populace so that they can come out and say, look, the only way you can possibly hope to get any of your hard-earned money back is if you accept this Amero as currency. And we'll give you, 2 cents on the dollar for what you used to have.
On economics, a departure from tax and spend economics to invest and grow.
But before I can do that, I must challenge the American people to change.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department, you're on hold!
This national feeling is good.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. Instructions to disarm anyone inside.
And are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?
Is that I represent real hope for change.
They're bringing army units home.
Y'all bet you niggas do think y'all white. College don't mean shit. Y'all niggas. And you gon' be niggas forever. Just like us. Niggas.
They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious.
Yo, real talk on where they do to that radio. It is what it is. The repetitive team for the season is real talk. We're going to talk real talk. We're going to be about real talk. We're going to do what we got to do. We definitely make sure you definitely stay on top of what you need to be on top of. Real talk. That's everything that's going on around the globe that affects your culture, your community, your children, education of the misinformation, a redirecting of the mind. A lot of folks don't quite get it. But, yo, I'm going to drop a track on you that's going to pretty much sum it up. Then we're going to come back. We're going to take some callers. We're going to see what's up. Yo, DJ Ghost Rider, you still riding with me, man?
Right here with you, bro.
You're right there with me, man. Real talk. Shout out, man. Good look on that joint, man. What you do to me, man? Real talk, man. Tell them fans how to get more of that exclusive content.
Hey, right now, pretty much the way I got it set up, man, everybody can just go stream it. You check out that mixtape. That mixtape is right now. That's what's on top. That's what's on deck. You go to www.reverbnation.com/Mr. Bush. Mr. Bush is M-R-B-U-S-H. You know what I'm saying?
That was real talk. Yo, that joint, yo. I'm feeling that. Real talk on where they do to that radio, man. Real talk it is what it is. I got a joint from my man Alonzo Cartier. The joint is called Flawless. Now, we played this joint. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the fans went ham, and with good reason, because, yo, it's a breath of fresh air, such as like my man DJ Ghost Rider, and amongst a lot of other artists that's where they do that radio. When they coming from, when they coming from somewhere, and they trying to take you somewhere, you can definitely feel it. Yo, check this joint. It's called Flawless. Speak the lyrics, real talk, conscious eyes and ears. Lend me your ear. Check this out.
Cartier, R.I.P. Pimp C, the realest rapper ever. I swear they touch your seat, it's what father died, not slowing down for all the time. Know that I'm the hardest, I just want food in my daughter mouth. Pay my dues, I roll my wings, I think it's time to sort of stop. Reality check, don't pay no bills, it's summer in my water house. Fuck your car, fuck your bra, want my cake in large amounts. Martin Luther, I'm approved, but you shit they ain't thought about. My ends is to live, what we live in is to die. Everybody claiming real, but how we living is a lie. I swear I try to keep it moving, motherfucker, the Constitution. Knocking what the fuck I'm doing, to the floor, no further schooling. Pay label, me a nuisance, the government could get confusion. They feed it, so we just do it, just run the strength and we lose it. That's the reason why I do this, my soul resides in this music. I'm overdrive with this music, I'm overdrive when I'm cruising. I just lay back, stays black, with me and I get paid back. Prison overpopulated, raving up the state tax. I try to be a bit of me, trying to leave a legacy. Cause look at these teen pregnancies, they blame that on celebrities. Fame is never ending me. Checks on every assembly. This only the beginning. See, not taking a shot of energy.
I'm working every day. Try to make a way. I know it. Gotta keep on pushing. Keep on grinding. When I reach the top, there ain't no stopping me. I keep on inside. I'm
news, our nation is fucking doomed. Life is all about choices, insanity, most important disparity, fucking corny. Spare me the disappointment. If mama had an abortion, I would not exist. Optimist, I didn't have a possibility. You got died in 96. How much time I'ma get? See what the fuck goes I'ma get. I'm just a Democrat, it's thrilling facts, and I ride for my conglomerate. I'm Southern born, you've been warned. Texas Nation, under God, I swear it's hot, but it's all we got. So I'ma ride with nothing on. No blaming on the hustle, blaming on all the suffering. It's shame that I'm quite disgusted. I'm aiming for Warren Buffett. Get fame and we get republic. Change, but we get no justice. That's lame, but this our country. We smile, but ain't nothing funny. Integrity's all you need. That and a little weed. They killing us overseas. Call it being all you can be. But read all you can read. Even between the lines. See the signs. Don't follow the leader, cause the leader lies. He disguised. Bill gets spit on shit that should be legalized. Lead a mind, but I don't know shit. Just be advised. We the wise. We flawless.
I'm working every day. Try to make a way out of no way. Gotta keep on pushing. Keep on grinding.
And you know this. And you know man.
You might as well call me rolling. You might as well call me rolling.
Raise your buzz, man. We are untouchable. Knowledge is power.
The show.
Anything you need to know, I guarantee you it's in the book, man.
For real.
When you got knowledge, you're untouchable. Better yet.
Wow, I mean that shit. Because these white folks see us and stuff. I don't care what y'all think. I don't care if you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American. If you whatever the fuck you think you are, I'm gonna tell the niggas to these motherfuckers. You know, and until we own some shit, I'm gonna call it for like it is. How you gonna be a man if you start? No, no, no. And we every you can come by five different houses like a man in either one of them motherfuckers. Why we gonna be a man? How we gonna be African American? Man, we out here done. We done. And we niggas until we get this shit right. Trust me when I tell them.
Young black males out there identify with thug life. But I couldn't handle it.
What do you expect in Tupac and Nate? Static. It's gonna be static for sure. Because what the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say. A real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming at him 100% real. I ain't compromising Nathan. Anybody that talk about me got problems. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world. And I'm being real about it. And I'm going to grow with my music.
You are watching a master at work.
Yo, for real, America. For sure, if you feel like I feel, then you're definitely ready to take back what belongs to you. You know, like a lot of positive brothers that I know, stand on your four square. You know what I'm saying? And you give me some food for thought. Then I'm gonna go to the line right quick to see what's up, see what's at. Your ghost ride a ride with me for a second. Check this out.
That's right.
All right. You know, we hear certain things. What we hear is what we feel. Let's say it that way. What we hear is what we feel. And what we know, we choose to turn a blind eye to. I don't know if you figured it out yet, but there's strength in numbers and there's strength in unity. The ones that oppress us fear our unity within our community. They fear our strength that is in these numbers. So in order to keep control, to keep us all in a slumber, they keep us jumping from one foot to another. They keep us arguing and bickering amongst us, when we're all brothers, they make us feel inferior under this tyranny that they want to call supremacy, cloaked in democracy. Using a line from what you just heard, when you gain a little bit of fame, then you get all republic. I'm just saying, Republican, black man, real talk, I'm saying, man, they can't get us off. In order to start a fire, all you need is one spark. And that spark will ignite a fire that can never be extinguished. But if we choose to snooze, we lose. If we choose to snooze, we lose. I mean, if you're online right now, just go to Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter. If you're on your smartphone, check it out. See how many people are actually online right now. And if you get in a little bit more time, check out some of the stuff that they're Twittering and Facebooking and MySpacing. This is the barometer of our communities and the barometer of our youth. While the rest of the world struggles to make ends meet, every time you cut on the news, you're hearing who shot John, who did this, who did that, who's leading in the presidential selection. I mean, my bad, election. Election, selection, you know, I mean, whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying. The things we should be outraged about, we aren't. And the things that we shouldn't even have a care about is where all our attention is thrown into. You know, man, I know Bush, you know, DJ Ghostwriter, I know you listen to a lot of music, man. When was the last time you heard a song that really moved you, man?
It's been a minute, man. Usually I find a song that moves me and touch me like that. Hey, you got a fan forever. But it's been quite a minute, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like my man Flawless, though.
Oh, yeah. My man Flawless, yo, he's working with a little something there, man. Real talk. You know it is what it is. See, this creative energy, man, it can't be contained, but it can be changed, it can be rearranged, it can be shown in such a way that it totally takes away from what it's meant to be. So for all the artists that's out there, for all the serious grinders out there, what I'm going to say is this. If you see what I see and you feel what I feel, and you all about keeping it real.
Yeah.
Check
yeah,
this out.
Munch Dogs, Dogs, New York City.
Small production, small prices.
Now I've been on my grind for a very long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the agents want to see me doing bad. They don't want to see me die. God, fight them on the depot for knocking my line. On my grind for a very long time, trying to get mine.
Keeping
the clear mind, but the haters wanna see me doing bad. They don't wanna see me shine. God, might them on the G-Bone, but I can't lie. They wanna see me doing bad. They don't wanna see me shine. They wanna see me in the box, on the box.
in time, but they could keep on hating, I'ma end up on top. They could keep on faking, I'm keeping it one. I'm keeping it official until my stage done. Even if I'm outnumbered, I'm running for number one. I'm not happy with number two. Number two's for fools, and number two is a producer to lose. And that ain't cool, so you know I'm always forward for the best. Always forward to my brothers, it's the loop to my best. And I'ma keep on going cause I ain't done yet. That's why they hating, cause I ain't done yet. I mean, all these years and he didn't even crack. Through the stress and the struggle, when he's still spitting crack. So all the hating is nothing but motivation. So I welcome all you haters to continue. Now riding on my grind for every long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the haters wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me shy. God, fight them on the cheap bone for knocking my grind. On my grind for every long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the haters wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me shy. God, fight them on the cheap bone for knocking my grind. Every long time, I got to get mine. You know I'ma get mine, cause I came from the bottom. And look, homie, I'm still on my way up. Every day's a hustle and I won't give a day up. I pray before I go to sleep and pray when I wake up. To leave diamonds alone and stay out of the way and take up. And that's why I get red and try and set my kick up. CDs for all radios, try and get my plays up. And get my foot in the game, make moves till I make up. And put my fam on, if I'm wrong, show me handcuffs. And when it's on, I'ma stand up and fight for mine. They wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me. Now I've been on my grind for every long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the haters wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me die. God, fight them on the deep bone for knocking my grind. On my grind for every long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the haters wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me die. God, fight them on the deep bone for knocking my grind. I've been on my grind every single second. All these haters hating every single record. It's no motivation, continue to act it. It's okay, it's okay. I've been on my grind every single second. All these haters hating every single record. It's no motivation, continue to act it. It's okay. Now I've been on my grind for every long time, trying to get mine, keeping a clear mind. But the haters wanna see me doing bad, they don't wanna see me try. God, I don't wanna see me fall for knocking my grind.
And you know this, and you know that.
Many of us spread all over the globe, but we miss you, oh, Jam Jam. You so go down, 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 down. That's where my loving lies. Go down, 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 down. I wish I was there tonight. Jam Jam. Even if you're careful and narrow, you know that stray bullets might just wipe you out. So much talent behind zinc fences, future leaders found dead in trenches. But where my treasure is, my heart is also. And tonight I just want to go home. Down, 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 down. That's where my loving lies. Go down, 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 down. I wish I was there tonight. Go down, 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 down. That's where my true love lies. Go down, 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 down. I'm feeling for you, feeling for you tonight.
Get past her early slave moving process. He's a good tool now, ready to be a horse at a tender age. And by the time the African boy reaches the age of 16, he is breaking in and ready for a long life of sound and efficient work and the reproduction of a good unit labor force. Brothers and sisters, it gets even deeper than that. It says, you're breaking the uncivilized, savage Africans. By the way, I put the word Africans in here. Because every time I say the word Africans, the word they had was niggas. Follow what I'm saying? So you can kind of hear it better if you put that in there. You're breaking the uncivilized, savage Africans by throwing the African female savage into a frozen psychological state of independence, and I got this underscored, by killing off the protective male image. I got to repeat that again. By killing off the protective male image. By killing off the protective male image. And by creating a submissive, dependent mind of the African male slave, we have created a cycle that will turn on its own axis. Unless, it actually has right in the document, unless a phenomenon occurs and reshifts the position of the male and female slave. What would be that phenomenon? Of our African awareness rising up to the truth that they intentionally stole and hid. If we could ever go back and reframe our story and put back in the psyche of our young people how great Africans are, that would be the phenomenon that would reverse. The Negro marriage unit goes on to say, here's what we must do. We must breed two African males with two African females. Then take the African male away. Even though this is way back in the 1700s, people, it's happening today. Breed them. Then remove the African male from them and keep them moving and working. Let's say one African female bears an African female child and the other bears an African male. Both African females be without the influence of the African male will raise their offspring in a frozen, independent, psychological state. They will raise their offspring into reverse positions. The one with the female offspring will teach her daughter to be like herself, dependent and distrustful of the ability of the black male to be strong and protective. And the one with the male offspring will raise her son to be frozen and in subconscious fear for his life. Will raise him to be mentally dependent and weak, but physically strong. And God knows we got problems. And I see more brothers walking around pumping iron and ain't got good sense of it. You're brute and you have no intellect. Addresses that, because why is it that we have weight rooms like crazy in our prisons? And if they do have a library, it ain't much bigger than a cubicle. Then it goes on to say, this is what we call good, sound, long range comprehensive planning. Now, the person next to you say, they think way down the road. In fact, let's look back at one more time. So they think way, way down the road. You must understand this, brothers and sisters. It's hard to
many of us to comprehend that because we're trying to get to the end of the week. Many of us don't even know how you're going to pay your bills in the next couple of weeks. You understand what I'm saying? So it's hard for us to even think that far in advance. But we're talking about people who have done some long-range planning here. Then it goes on to say our experts. Now, what does that mean? That literally means that they have people who are psychologists, who are actually full-time engaged in an engineering a society that will end up unproductive like many people are today due to their program. Our experts warned us about the possibility of this phenomenon taking place, of their world being put back in its proper place, meaning somebody to come along and teach the truth and bring liberation. So our experts warned us that this might happen because they said that the mind has a strong drive to correct itself. And it goes on to say, if over a period of time these Africans can get in touch with some substantial original historical base, good God, they could reverse the process. Again, they don't want us to get connected to our history. So all they keep you from getting connected to your history. And once again, brothers and sisters, I hate to painfully put this on you, but I've got to set you free. The first book they use is this one right here. The Bible. And many of you think that this is three books. And it's not one event mentioned in the Bible that can be verified as an historical event.
Yo. Yo. All I was saying is, man, good grief. Y'all better understand and know what's going on, man. For real. Y'all better understand and know really what's at stake here. I'm going to say this. We're talking about music that really moves you. You know, we were talking about music being a unifier, music being the frequency that we all can, you know, tap into to really see what's behind the scenes.
Yo, Jake.
Yo.
Hey, man, dude on that last run right there, he did say ain't nothing in the Bible that can prove to you. Actually, he said ain't nothing. What at? In the Bible, that you can prove was an actual historic event.
Yeah, that's what that was Dr. Ray Higgins. What he basically was saying is that they use the Bible as a tool against us because it teaches a submissive mindset. Now, I can argue that both sides, because there are a lot of things that are in the Bible that we do prove to be fact based upon the perception of how it's given to us. We can also go one step further to also say that because of the truth, people have always tried to deny the truth. One of the biggest dilemmas that they had with the Bible when it was actually written, there were a lot of books that was at one part in time part of the, you know, the canonized Bible that started out. And it ended up becoming the King James Version because it was, at that time, what was accepted. So it's kind of, I feel what you're saying, but definitely I want you to elaborate on where you're going to go with this. Definitely.
No, basically what I was asking was, so for me to hear him say that, that's basically telling me that a lot of stories and historical events never happened. Is the way from that statement is what I understand.
True. It's a way to definitely look at it. The best way I've learned to accept that is that a lot of things that occurred necessarily occurred, you know, in that realm and in that particular structure. But from a vendilla, how you want to say a point of valor or of validity, there we go. That's what I'm trying to say. To validate these as true historical facts and base it for the whole thesis for why we have this, that, and the other, we've seen perversion after perversion of that. And I'll give you one example. All right. During the times, we'll use a very popular story in the Bible. And I've done a lot of research on this. So, again, follow where I'm finna go. Don't take my word for it. Please do your own research. But this is what I discovered. During the times, we're going to use Paul, for example. And before he was called Paul, in the Bible we learned that he was called Saul. And when he was Saul, he was actually persecuting the Christians. He was persecuting. Well, we'll say it this way. You know, we're taught from a certain standpoint that Paul was persecuting the Christians for following the way in terms of from the vernacular of Jesus Christ. And it wasn't until God revealed himself to him that he transformed from Saul to Paul, who now was going out crusading for Christ. Now, we're going to be this very same story. In the history of the Crusaders, there were a lot of individuals who were the furthest thing you can imagine of being the true preservers of the truth. They simply stepped into that realm and assumed that. And those that opposed them were deemed as witches and deemed as this, that, and the other, quote unquote, at that particular time, they were not politically correct if they didn't believe how they believed. And the scribers, the most interesting part of this whole story is that the scribers actually were in great debate over what needs to be included to tell the full story versus what needs to be, what needs to remain in, you know, from that standpoint. So the synopsis or the final thought that I had after I, you know, read the Bible many, many times from front to back to front, side to side, everything, is that no matter, you know, the truth is the truth no matter what you do to it. And if you seek the truth, you'll read and the words will begin to speak to the heart of truly what God's true intentions were and still are today. That's why he gives the warning that he who adds to the word, you know, they're going to be subject to the plagues. You know, because he knew. Keep in mind when Lucifer was cast down, he hit the street running. When Lucifer was cast out, you got to keep in mind. It's one thing. And this was really what made sense to me. It's one thing to strive to be reconnected back with the one that created all and yearning to be back in your rightful place. It's another to be cast out, never to return, and knowing what that connection is all about. But because of your own inequities and your own enviousness, your own jealousy of another or different or like-kinded, I don't even want to use like-kinded, a different aspect of the equation, your choices became your exit stage left out of this place. So he has a lot of vindictiveness towards anything that slowly mimics the truth, but the only true power against the truth is doubt. If you can always keep doubt in the equation, then you can always kind of in a roundabout way, even though you heard what the truth may be, create doubt, what causes you to question the truth. Now, there's nothing wrong with questioning the truth if you are on a valid standpoint. This is like the duality of man. But when you're coming from a standpoint of righteousness, truth always prevails, and you're always able to stand on it. And one thing I've learned, anytime you do things of a certain level of righteousness, you do it without thinking, because it's genetically in you to do what's right. A lot of folks don't understand this part. In order, you know, when we go out and do things that are wrong, we really have to make ourselves do it because we know it's wrong what we may be doing. So we have to, I ain't going to say reason with ourselves, but we have to make ourselves do it. But righteousness is more of an automatic reaction. This is why it's so alarming right now when you see things that are unrighteous. We have now been taught to turn away from righteousness and not stand on it, not speak on it, not go forward with it. We act as though is nothing happening. That's what I was able to draw from it. And it's kind of, you know, I kind of feel, and I do feel where Ray Higgins is going with that piece. And I've been really explaining that. But I'll tell you what, I can definitely bring a young brother. I can bring a brother man that's on the line sitting next to the man who can definitely give us a little bit more clarity. Because that's a good question. That's a very, very good question. Very good question. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the lines right quick and see if we can get some clarity. Because we need clarity. You know what I'm saying? My man DJ Ghost Rider made a valid point. You know, makes you question. There's nothing wrong with questions. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 1981. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Pete. How you doing?
All right, yeah, man. We are holding it down. We're doing what we do best, man.
Yeah, you are definitely going in right now. And I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that is probably, if this is your first time ever hearing anything like that, you know, it is like to me, when I first heard that type of information, I was probably like 13 years old. Uh-huh. And you never know how indoctrinated you are until you're a child and you're 13 years old and somebody tell you that you being an usher in the church and you, you know, saying, and all of the Bibles, the children Bible stories that you had learned and everything like that was actually upside down, and you had to reverse it. And so, you know, in our language is a language of codes, you know, and so, and our language is based off of a spiritual premise, and that premise is Christianity. And then the language that we're speaking, which is called English. English came up amongst the people called the Anglo-Saxons, and the Anglo-Saxons represent, in Old English, Anglo means angel. You know, Anglo means angel. And Saxons means Isaac, which Isaac was the son that was in the Bible that was, you know, that was supposed to have been dearer to Abraham than Ishmael, where you also get today where you have the Jews who are the lineage of Isaac, and then you have Ishmael, which, you know, which is the father of Islam, of Muhammad, because they trace their genealogy back to these prophets. Mm-hmm. Now, I always say that anytime that we speak about religion, that we must first identify where God is. Mm-hmm. And when you identify where God is, then you'll be able to start to come to light.
That's right.
Yeah, and when things start to come to light, you recognize that these things are within you. God is within you, and the closest place to contact God is within the heart. Just like if you, you know, and so the pattern of how, you know, we were put up under a spell comes from how the, us being people of word and bond and faith, we did everything by our spiritual practice and trading with one another with spiritual, you know, and it wasn't so much as religion per se until it came into, you know, how can I manipulate a person to do, to have a discipline to do work for me? You know, this person needs to know that I am the Almighty God, you know. And, you know, just like it says in the Bible, you know, why is it that you're throwing stones at me? You know, doesn't even say doesn't it say in your testament that we are gods? You know, that ye are gods. So why are you throwing stones at me? Because I'm saying I'm God. So back again to how things have been twisted. We in this society, in our language, coming from so many different types of sources. For instance, like what I mean by source, coming from base tribes. You know, we all came from a base tribe. You know, and they always talk about everybody in this world came from seven major tribes or seven base tribes. And that lead back to Africa, you know. And that during that time, where everybody was one, all of this was one landmass, and we all spoke the same language, you know. When we used to all be one, now we have different languages, we have different cultures, different systems of different belief systems, and all of our understanding in our societies today comes from by way of religious control. And religion represents a system of beliefs. It's something that you weren't there, something that you don't know. But, you know, you will find that all religion is a mystery system. And in order for you to understand the mysteries, you have to be initiated. That's why if you look at the version of the Bible that most people read from is the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the New World Translation, you know, which came from the King James Version of the Jehovah Witnesses. And then you have the JVL version, then you have the Moody Bible, you have the Strong Bible, you have the, you know, different types of versions. You have so many different versions, you know, but nobody was there to say who was right when the Bible, and especially I'm speaking in terms of the New Testament, was written in third person, according to John, according to Luke, according to. That means that it was written in third person. Then you have the Old Testament, which came from the Torah, which is the Tanakh, you know, which also says, how was Moses able to write before he was born, when he was born, and then when he was buried, and where he was buried, and right after he was, you know, had died within the five books of the Bible. You know, so these are the things that we tend not to question, because just like Neo in the Matrix, you know, it was a question to him, like, you know, is it that, is what is the Matrix? You know, what is the lie that we are living in? You know, what is that? That's my question. But there's so many people that are out there that may not ask that question, and they may just be, they may just accept what it is that they're saying.
That's right.
And and so basically what the slave masters did to us was say, this is your God, Jesus, and then you got a pale man right there.
That's right.
And you have to worship this man, you know. Mm-hmm. And it is not for you to read. Why do you think it was not for us to read? You know, why wasn't it illegal for us to read?
Okay.
Because these were mystery systems, and our people are the most mysterious people on the face of this planet, and we were going to be able to awaken to what the true truth was, because the Bible is actually an appendix of some major things that had happened amongst our people that was passed down for generations and generations and generations. But the original Bible was called the Coptic Bible. And you had, just like you said, Paul's name was Saul. And when his name was Saul, when he was Saul, he couldn't kill as many people, you know, as the Christians as he thought he could, you know.
That's
and
right.
Those Christians at those times were called not agnostics, they were called Coptics.
Mm-hmm.
And Coptics go way before Christianity, goes back into ancient Kemet. You know, and you'll read some of the Osirian stories or Osiris stories, you'll find, you'll see Coptics was present within that epoch back in during that time. But you have, during the time where our people are awakening right now, it's good that these mysteries are coming out. So as you would decodify these mysteries, you'll find that the whole Bible that was passed down by your ancient great foremothers and forefathers, it is all dealing with the mystery systems that revolve around you, you know, as being an individual. The whole Bible is an epic of you. That's why it starts with Genesis, that represents the gene. You know, so Paul, he couldn't kill as many people, and so basically said, since I can't defeat them, that's where that saying comes from, since I can't beat you, I must join you. It came from Paul, you know, and so when Paul joined the Christians, he came to infiltrate them, and then he went and took them and separated them from the Church of Jerusalem. And, you know, if you get into the theology of Paul and you really study, it will show that he had separated from the Church of Jerusalem, which was the first church. You know, the Romans, after they did that, you know, and like you said, it was crusading. The first, what the crusaders did was go around the whole entire world, step by step, putting together their legions to destroy the truth that we were the gods of this planet. As Jesus said, you know, doesn't it say in your own gospel that ye are gods? 82nd Psalm says that ye are gods. We are the gods. And when you say God, God represents, it comes from a German word, and it's you got to go to the language and study the language, because if you don't know what the language is saying, then you're going to be lost. You know,
that's
it's
right.
Ignorance because of the fact you didn't do your homework to know where it comes from, the etymology or the construction of it, and that's where the mysteries are.
Right.
And that's why it's a mystery system. It's for you to work it out, you know,
right.
And you have to take that initiative to find out, to seek, you know, into that light so that you shall one day become illuminated, so you can be your own master. And so God comes from a German word called Gut, and Gut means the black.
Right.
Means black. Emperor Julian, you know. And when you study Julian, there was a calendar. He invented one of the earlier Roman calendars. Emperor Julian says that the name of God is dark. And if you look at who Adam's wife was in the Bible, her name was called Eve, representing evening, the dark, dark. So Boot is where you also get, you know, the Gut is where you also get Gothic. It's also the root word of Gothic. And so that's why you see a lot of the white people today, they got the black hair, the black nails, and all of that kind of stuff, giving reverence to our people who were the black gods of Germany. And if you look at the coat of arms of the Catholic Church and so forth, you will see that it's a black woman looking towards the west.
Right.
And so the construction of the canonization of the Bible happened during the time of between 300 and 400 A.D., within a period of 100 years, all the way to 482, they had different councils called the Economical Councils. And within the Economical Councils, they actually put together the works of our people and canonized, meaning they converted it into being something that could be useful to them by extracting out the God force that is within you. You know? So if I take the God out of the Bible and make him someplace else, somewhere up in the sky or something like that, you know, then that's where you're going to be looking for him. You're not going to be looking for God as being the still, silent voice that speaks within your heart, which is the closest place for you to be able to reach to God is within your heart that never stops giving. And so it never stops giving. And so within the Economical Council, they sat around and they looked at the processions of the stars and everything, and then they were able to take the astrology of what our people once knew. We studied the heavens, which is the heavens represent the celestial bodies. The celestial bodies represents the constellations, and the constellations represents the stars. This is why you have 12 tribes, 12 disciples, and 12 astrology signs. And so the Bible's mystery system is based on 3 degrees, and those are your 3 degrees right there. So this is why Rick Ross can say that we are masons and pyramid builders, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is why I say that, because of the fact that we were the ones that built Egypt. And this is why the Jewish people say we were the ones that had them as slaves. And the reason that they call themselves Jews, they wasn't even in the alphabet no longer than 500 years ago. So this is a new people that came onto the scene. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you calling yourself a Jew, we know back when we was ruling the earth that there was no such thing as a Jew. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a Jew, so therefore the synagogue is the synagogue of Satan, because it's a lie, you know, and it's falsehood made manifest. And we must realize that. I just got through talking to a person the other day, and they was thinking that Israel, where the Jews are today, and they Jehovah's Witness. They were saying that Israel has always been there. I said that became a state from the Khazarians. They came over there and took the land away from the Palestinians. You know, and that was in the 30s. So this is how brainwashed we are, is the thinking that they were over there the whole time. And this has been something that recently had taken place. This is why the wars is happening in the Gaza Strip and in Palestine. Because they take the land away, they colonize and say, this was our land. Kicked out. But if you look at the images and the original people of Palestine, you'll find out that these were burnt. They call us the burnt skin or burnt faces people, black people, you know, that had control of that whole area. And the name of the mountain, the name of Palestine means Palestine means the land of the white mountain. It was the first place to where we started to civilize them. One of the earlier places where we started to civilize them. Because the mountains all connect in with the Caucasus Mountains. And that's where the Caucasians come from. And not where all of them come from, because there's different parts of the inner world where they surfaced up at. So, and so, yes, brother, this is some good information. And it's shocking to a lot because of the fact that, you know, of the spell that we're under. But as we start to decode the mystery system, that's what I'm always searching for, is those ones who are decoders. you know, about the 12 tribes, the 12 disciples, the 12 astrology signs. You got 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night during the equinox. Equinox means equal to the night. And so when we talk about this, we're actually exposing something. Let's expose the truth about the matters. And once you expose the truth, then you're able to line yourself up to truly who you are, you know, because a lot of people are definitely living in the artificial realm and aspects of things and not living in the truth, which deals with primarily with nature. And in ancient Kemet, we were called netters, and that's where the name nature comes from. It's netter, net, you know. And so it's important for us to get back to those aspects, those primary aspects, so that we can establish for ourselves a premise for our foundation. Because if we don't gather back that from which has been taken away from us, then we truly we are going to be lost and forever lost. And our loyalties must be to our people. We must be loyal to one another, and we must not put each other down. We must not stop destroying each other. We must realize that the 6+6 books of the Bible need to be looked at metaphysically.
That's right.
And must be studied on 3 degrees. Because on the first level, you will be lost, and then you will be worshiping something that is really a reflection of yourself.
So, this is why, I'm glad you brought this up. This is why, and I ain't going to play devil's advocate, but what I'm going to say is this. This is why, just trivia, for example, I'm using this as trivia. This is why everything orbits around the true control of one of the world's most influential and most wealthiest religious groups in infecting, I'm going to use the word infection, infecting, implementing certain things into this mixture that makes those that are seeking the truth draw into it just enough to totally see it for what it is. Now, again, I don't want to offend any religious groups that are out there, but I'm going to go ahead and put my email out there, so if you got anything you want to say, whatever, my email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com, also at wheretheydoitatradio@gmail.com. Make it attention, J-Dog, for anything that you might not like in terms of what I'm going to say. And this is just my opinion, but I can back this up. The reason why the quote-unquote mother church has been on a uneven kilter to some degree is because the very truth that they tried to hide, as hard as they tried to hide it, the more it became exposed. But yet those that chose to expose it, those that chose to expose it at that time that the books were being canonized, they kept the truth locked away under lock and key in the Vatican. And when you go as one of these archbishops and so forth in the Vatican, they always tell you once you get to a certain level of knowledge, once you read, you're not supposed to disclose it unless it's in a certain realm or a certain circle of individuals that can, and I'm going to use the word deprogram, the logic that you walk away from. Now, the reason why I'm speaking on this and the reason why I'm going to back up what I'm saying, so because, again, my email just started blowing up, just what I just said. The reason why I say that is because at one point in time, yes, J-Dog is going to put it out there. At one point in time, I have a lot of ministers within my family, and I've always been an individual who was always approached to go into the ministry. And it was certain things that you would teach if you went to Bible theology school that caused you, just like what my man Ghost Rider just did, it caused you to ask certain questions. it caused you to say, wait a minute. Well, if this is what it says, and this is how you explain to me how this is, and then I go in a different chapter or different book, so to speak, I read that very same passage, but it's to be interpreted a different way. So now I have a question. I have a question. Is what we're saying to these people wrong? Because what I'm reading and what I'm gathering, what it says here is not actually what we're saying on the other side. And the biggest, I ain't going to say the argument, what I'm going to say, one of the biggest things that I discovered in that is that most individuals, they used to tell a lot of Bible theologists that when they studied to become a minister in certain religious sects under the brand of Christianity, that it's either going to do two things. If you go down this path, it's either going to draw you closer to him or you're going to walk away, just like my man Dr. Yazoo said, Yazoo just said, you're going to walk away confused. You're either going to be strengthened or it's going to totally make you look at everything in a certain perspective. Now, the reason why they made it such a docile point was that truth is truth. And there's nothing to be afraid of or shunned away or swept under the rug. You should be able to stand on it. But if the truth sheds light on people who are being oppressed that shouldn't be oppressed, and it exposes the ones that are benefiting from the oppression, these people don't want to be brought into that light because we are now looking up to them. We're now looking at these people that having a certain level of divine knowledge and wisdom, but come to find out that divine wisdom that they have came from somebody and something else. That totally is an oxymoron to what they truly stand for. So, you notice, and again, I'm not picking on Catholicism or Catholicism, but what I am going to say is this. It was always intriguing to me, which I found very strange when I first went to my first personal experience with Catholic Mass, is why is it that this person can read from the book and everybody just simply recites what he says and nobody is reading with him? You know, don't you think that's a little strange?
Amen to that.
Don't you think that's a little strange?
I'm going to tell you what a preacher said, Jay, man.
Okay.
Jay said, don't let that preacher sit up here and give you quotes and don't tell you where you're getting that quote from. Don't matter what book, what Bible, what version. Don't let him sit up there and don't tell you somebody need to ask questions. Hey, where you find that at?
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. That was one of the things that always used to intrigue me with that whole line of thinking was that, wow, I mean, you guys come to Catholic Max all the time. And I mean, none of y'all ain't bothered to pick, oh, well, they give us this little printout, you know, or this, that, and the other. We just, you know, I was like, well, I mean, see, people, I ain't going to say they used to hate me, but I used to ask a lot of questions. So it was like when this person invited me, I was like, I had a lot of questions.
They used to hate you.
Yeah, they used to hate me. I'm going to say they hate me. I mean, it's like they was like, yo.
They come with them questions.
Yeah, they come with them questions. But the questions was like they really bothered me because I was like, all right, I don't read, you know, when I read the book, I mean, tell me why we can't read the book. That was the first question. And every answer that they gave me, I had more questions because, you know, I don't understand why is it that he can read it and I can't.
Hey, Jay. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to mix up the stories in the Bible, but I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
There's one thing I noticed when I got grown and got to reading the Bible myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a kid, when you go to church, it's a couple instances.
Yep.
That happens in church that you just don't forget.
That's right.
There's a couple of sermons, you know, you just don't forget.
That's right.
But what I come to learn is everybody don't do things the right way.
That's
and with that being said, this is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You can take, let's say, the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
And you use it in reference to the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
But you can't run the Old Testament words together in conjunction with the New Testament to make it say what you want it to say.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
You're doing the wrong thing then.
That's right. You done messed up big time.
Yeah, because that's called, what's it called? I guess you could say fraudulating words.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're messing it up, but that's exactly what happened with me. I mean, I walked away with a lot more enemies than I had when I sat down, but I also had three individuals who have been Catholics all their life that was asking some of the same question I was asking because no one ever said anything. And it was just I questioned the whole thing about the nuns and the priests. Why do you have to go in the booth and confess? I don't get that. I have not read nowhere in this book. Now, we're just going to for simplicity, if everything in this book is correct to the best of its ability, then I have not seen no logic in you confessing your sins to a priest.
Well, I thought he said when you confess your sins, confess at the mouth, but it didn't say, you know, go to your spiritual leader, your preacher, your pastor, or your...
I don't go to a booth and do my confessions and you give me 10 Hail Marys and all is forgiven, my son. I don't see that. I never.
Yeah, 10 Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Hey, plus 15 to life.
Yeah, exactly, because they got a chart. I'm telling you real
quick. 5 to 10.
They got a chart.
You saw it on your film? Let's go.
They got a chart, dude. For every sin that they got, you know, certain sins, they got like 10 Hail Marys and this, that, and the other. That's what you got to do, and all is forgiven. You know, and then it kind of made sense when I got older because, you know, like what I always used to figure out is like, okay, every time you watch a movie and you always hear the word Christian, most of the time, they usually show what type of church? The Catholic Church. You know, look, all these vampire movies that I saw, I didn't see a whole lot of vampire movies where we had a Bible Baptist preacher fighting the vampires. We always saw the Catholic priest.
That's right.
But then what I realized when I started to read Catholicism, and again, if people like, look, my email is blowing. It's blowing up. I'm just going to say it. It's blowing up because people are getting upset. But I don't care. The truth is the truth, man. Y'all can say what you want. All I'm saying is, look, and tell me if I'm wrong. I read an excerpt in Catholicism where there was this priest, and he was giving a sermon. And during the middle of this sermon, he illuminated to a point like it looked like his head was on fire. And he levitated off the ground. And certain people in the church fled. And then others stayed and said, oh, this is a great miracle. All I'm trying to say, this is me. This is J-Dog, and I'm just going to tell it to you like it is. If it's of God, it's not going to bring about a spirit of fear, first of all. And all I'm saying is just from what I read, I didn't even have to see that clip to understand and know that, to me, that don't seem quite right. To me, maybe, the miracle that y'all thought y'all was seeing was really a sign saying that y'all might need to do something a little differently. Everything that I read in Catholicism comes right out of a script of every horror movie that I've seen. But it's ironic that we always turn to this as, this is what Christianity is. And the thing, and the sad part, for those who've been watching the media tank, know this. It's sad that when you ask people that are not from here about Christianity, they think Christianity is just like how it's portrayed in movies from this machine that's propaganding from all of this stuff. Look, it's the same way with me. Look, I thought, you know, because, again, when I was invited to Catholic Mass, it all looked all legitimate. It looked all right until they started. When they started, look, when they started the music, they came in with the candles, you seen the IHS, I knew something was wrong with that whole thing. And I was like, y'all do this every time y'all meet. Yeah, every time. I was like, okay. Every time. I mean, yeah, do we not? Is there any time that you come to this meeting that you don't do this? Oh, we do this every time. All right, now explain to me why do we got, you know, why can't, now tell me again why you can't pray to God and to Christ. You got to pray to this statue, this Virgin Mary. Oh, because she's the mother of, okay, okay. Okay. All right. Tell us again. You know, see, I was asking all these questions because the more, again, my thing was the more questions I asked, the more I knew that it wasn't something quite right. And I was like, no, again, now, after all you explain why we do this, tell me again, why is he reading from the book and we're just standing here reciting what he's saying? And then after that point, when they gave me that excuse, that's when I got up and I left because it just did not jive with my spirit because it's too much control. And these people that we are looking up to and all this, these are mere men. Just so ironically enough, the same bishop that you in there with is the same one that's molesting altar boys. And then, all I'm trying to say,
damn it, boy, you
I'm just saying. Now, I'm just saying that's what we came out just to me. I'm just saying, man. I'm gonna leave that alone. See, my email. People are mad. I'm sorry, but yo, real talk. The truth is the truth, man. Y'all can hate on me. I don't care. The number is 347-934-0318. You can definitely get us up. Let me know what's up, what's happening, man. I'm just saying. I'm going to see if I can get some backup on here, man, because it is what it is, man. As a matter of fact, let me see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, last one, DVO number is 5317. You're definitely live on WTBTA Radio, man. I'm just hitting it, just kicking it, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, man. Who you riding with? Who riding with us tonight?
Man, you riding with Corey the Hitman.
Yo, what's up, Hitman?
Nah, man, I'm just listening to the broadcast, man. I feel like everything you're saying, everything that was said before, too.
You already know me, Jay. Man, you know, I got to put it out there. I mean, do you think I'm wrong for what I just said, man? Because I really don't think I was.
Man,
I'm just...
I don't think you're wrong, man. Truth is the truth.
I'm just saying... I just had a problem with that whole program. Now, that program and the implications of that program just told me everything I needed to know. And it was like, I got that in the first 30 minutes. And
yeah.
after the first 30 minutes, they was trying to keep me there because I was not trying to stay there because it was like, this ain't right. I'm just, something inside of me is saying, wait a minute. You know, you ever been somewhere and you know you ain't supposed to be there? You just like, or we'll say it differently. Have you ever had a moment of clarity where you realize that people are going to hate for asking the obvious questions? You're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I mean, I know I ain't the only one that has thought this. And sometimes, like, when you're dealing with righteousness, it just happens to come out. You say it without thinking. It's like it comes out. Somebody does something wrong, immediately you want to react. And that's how it was. Yeah. You know, so it was like, it was one of those times in my life where I was like, Yeah, man, it was weird. I ain't gonna even say weird. It was just not right, and that's all I'm saying. And it was like the sad part of it is a lot of folks truly believe that that is the way until they see something else. But then at the same token, when they really start to look for the truth sets everything right, and then everything makes sense when you're dealing on truth. That's the thing that gets me. If you're seeking truth, then everything makes sense. If you're just seeking something else, then I guess that will make sense, too, to a degree. I mean, I'm just saying, man. But definitely.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been somewhere where...
I'm messing with you. That's why I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. I'm trying to get you to come clean.
I got you. I'm going to talk about it right now, then.
Go ahead, tell them, man.
Since I was 7, I got sent away to a military school in Scotland, PA.
Okay.
Graduated 2007. They shut it down 2009. It was near Chambersburg.
Okay.
It got opened up by Andrew G. Curtin in 1863. They renamed this Skyline
18. I don't want y'all to miss this. Go ahead. Keep going, Corey. I'm going to cut this down.
They renamed it in 1869 after he was a governor in Pennsylvania during the Civil War. But before that, he worked in the school system. He was a predecessor of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And during the wars, the children's knocked on the doors because they didn't have parents. They happened to knock on his door, so he opened up the schools around that area, 70 of them. During the French and Indian War, there was a lot of burning. Like, the Indians was burning different places around PA. That school survived, and he just kept it. And he named it Skyline School for Veteran Children. And that's the school I was sent to.
Okay.
And I was there for 10 years. And the person who preceded him, Abraham Lincoln, was also Cassius M. Clay.
Whoa. All right, repeat that, because I think some listeners might have missed it. I will just repeat what you just said.
The person who preceded him, which is, you can look this up, Andrew Gregg with two G's, G-R-E-G-G, Curtin. The person who preceded him was Cassius M. Clay.
Wow.
Which is Muhammad Ali's father.
I was just going to say, y'all know Cassius Clay, don't you? You know, float like a butterfly, sting like...
The thing that gave it away for me was when I was there, like, you was there since 3rd through 12th, they called you a lifer.
Mm-hmm.
I was a lifer. So every year we would walk around the perimeter of the school where they would say it's out of bounds. But every time I would walk, I would see this house that's in, like, all by itself, and there's always bushes behind it, and it was like a bed of rocks and a bridge. Well, behind that house, you could see where somebody dug up and made a pathway to the bed of rocks. Now, this is in 97 to 2007. I know, as far as nature, a bed of rocks under a bridge would probably be a river. So that trail was the Underground Railroad, and everyone told me that was always a Quaker house. And if you pay attention, they call it the Great Wagon Road. I'm in Philadelphia right now. The Great Wagon Road led from Philadelphia all the way up to Shippensburg and the Scotland, PA. The railroad tracks are still there. The roads are still the same.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So in other words, I'm just going to just phrase it up. In other words, now I'm pretty sure we got some... historian scholars who are very, very well versed in American history will probably say that, you know, based on, like, because I understand exactly what, and again, and what Corey is saying is a very major discovery, especially from his perspective and from a lot of young men's perspective. His story, our mystery. Kind of seems like his story kind of borrowed from our mystery. I'm gonna stare my finger in the bowl just for a second. A lot of folks, just to add on to what Corey is saying, a lot of folks don't realize that we're just going to fast forward slightly. We're going to fast forward from that aspect in time, but even though we're going to really make it make sense to you, just I'll show you how corrupt and devious these institutions tend to be, is it's always about distorting the truth. Best way to tell a lie is to tell the truth in such a way you won't believe it. Think about that for a second. As I say that, a lot of folks, if you are a boxing fan, right, a lot of folks remember Joe Louis. They've read and researched the Brown Bomber, and they realized that he was also called People's Champion and all these great things, and when he actually went and did this particular fight. He fought this particular champion in Germany during the time of that war when we was fighting against Germany. He made this quote, "I'm doing this for America." And he made the announcement that he would give. This is fact, and I don't hate what I'm finna say. I'm just finna just lay it out, just like my man Corey just did. He fought, defended, you know, for America and beat the champion, became, you know, the heavyweight champion of the world. And he donated a portion of his proceeds to the armed services in different organizations that were hit at that time under the, I'm going to say it, perception or persona of patrioticness, gave those benefits to help us in terms of the United States citizens, America. Don't you know that from that time of that fight until the day he died, this nation didn't have the freaking audacity. I mean, I'm going to stop because I'm finna get a little emotional. Didn't have the fucking audacity to preserve that moment that he did in a way where his legacy would be protected. The day that Joe Louis died, his family could not even afford to fucking bury him. It was individuals that wasn't even in this country who put money together to bury Joe Louis. And don't you know his estate was seized by this great country? They said it was tax evasion. He owed a certain level of taxes, but he donated what he made to this country, and he still made it for it. I'm just trying to say what Corey just said. He was a little more tamer in terms of what I'm feeling. Black people, we got to know our freaking history. We got to know who we are. They know who we are. Why is it that we don't know? Why is it that we don't know? You can name every fucking football player and every basketball player, but you can't name 10 great men that look like you and me. I think there's something wrong with that. That's just me. All right, Corey, from when you learned that, how did it make you feel, man?
What did you say?
And when you discovered that with that school, how did it make you feel?
Well, I was, I already knew because, since I was there so long, I think, like, you know how you learn the system so well, you can do anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Exactly.
Like, my senior year, I was an RA at a cottage. It was full of 7th, 8th graders. I had a girlfriend. I had the system so set up, I could skip lunch, put it like that.
I got you. Pretty much, you can kind of come and go.
I could do various things. So I knew the system. So when I found that out, and as far as happened in my last job, me learning that system, I, like you said, situations we ask questions. Like me being there, it just opened my eyes to what was, what's up? I had more questions.
That's right.
Because, me being there so long, then coming back to Philadelphia, you know how Philadelphia is, my whole thing was do the right thing, work, but I got into a hotel corporation. I saw things I ain't like seeing there. I was speaking up, writing letters to, the people, above, because there was stuff going on I ain't like. Of course, they fired me because, I was young, but I was, speaking up. So that's how I knew something was really wrong. with a lot of stuff. When I found that out about the school, it just,
it didn't really make me feel bad or anything, because it's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm just happy that I know how to, like, once I learn something, like, I'm good to go.
Gotcha.
So, gotcha. It's like, they playing, I don't know if it was a setup, like, I don't know, like, whatever it was, like. I don't know if they playing backfire. I don't know if it was set up for that. Like, I'm not sure. I just know that I'm, like, one of the only people out of all them people up there who realize this.
Exactly. And you know, one thing about the truth, sometimes it happens in such a way, when you know it and when you see it, you definitely can stand on it. A lot of folks choose to turn a blind eye to it, but the writing is on the wall. It's everywhere around us if we just choose to open our eyes and see it for really what it is. Sometimes it's a painful truth, but, you know, it's a necessary truth. It's a necessary, because we can't all be blinded to the facts of what really is happening. Every day I strive to learn something that I didn't know prior to the last 24 hours. And in that quest, I'm learning that most of the truths that I now learn, I was taught at a young age, and I think Bush, my man DJ Ghostwriter, was saying this earlier, and also we're kind of going in this realm. A lot of the truths we learn when we are children become falsities, and a lot of the falsities that we go into as an adult, we discover to be truths. And we learn at a very early age how to disseminate falsity from truth and truth to falsity and justify it. We'll use the next major holiday that's coming up, Christmas, for example. At one point in time, Christmas, Christ, you know, that's what it was supposed to be about, but you talk to an average 6 or 7 year old, and they got a Christmas list, everything from an Xbox to a flat screen TV and all this other stuff. And it ain't nothing about the true meaning, quote unquote, of Christ. And then they got very arrogant, and it became not Christ, Christmas, but Xmas, because they X'd out the Christ. All I'm trying to say is we have learned to disseminate the truth from falsity, and falsity in the truth. And we accept the wrong shit. And we look for the wrong shit. Or we choose not to search for something of substance. Because to find something of substance means you got to do something with it. Some of you say, well, you know, ignorance is no excuse. Well, we had this discussion today. We're just talking with, you know, a lot of the brothers in the nation. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance of the truth is definitely no excuse. If it's all around you and you choose not to look for it. Going back to what I was saying earlier about the Facebook and then the Twitter and all that, ain't nothing wrong with that, but, I mean, just look at it. If you don't send 80,000 tweets today and all I got out of that was you ate a sandwich and you bought a pair of shoes, you got too much freaking free time on your hands. Because, and I say this, you know, I'm fair. I'm going to say this. If that is what you feel is important, then I want you to think about what are you going to tweet and Facebook and MySpace when you don't have 84 that you now take a minute to do that. What are you going to do when you have to make a decision about, do I put this $10 a gallon gas in my car? Or do I take my last $10 that I have and feed myself and my family?
Ain't gonna be called dollars.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, is what are you going to do when they tell you that it's illegal for you to have certain things that you now enjoy? I'll use one example. It's illegal for you to leave the city of Philadelphia to visit your relatives in Georgia unless you pass a retina and facial scan and a strip search. And what is it that you had in your email last week about this, this, that, and the other, you know? Kind of sounds like to me you're not very patriotic. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do if you know what the truth is, but you choose not to accept it? Because you're thinking by not making a decision, that just gives you more time. Time doesn't, last time I checked, time doesn't run in reverse. Definitely doesn't stand still. You remember when you was a kid, how long 8 hours was? 8 hours was like a day when you was a kid, man. It was like, boy, I cannot wait until the hand gets on this so I can go do what I want to do. When you become an adult, it ain't enough time in the day. You wake up, get the kids off to school, you do what you got to do. In a couple of hours of you doing what you need to do, it's time to do it all over again in reverse. Think about that. I'm going to really put time in the proper perception. What if we're going to go outside the box? I'm going to bring my other guest on right quick because I'm trying to take you somewhere. All right, they say, and I say they, you know, we're going to call them the egg-headed scientists that they are, the eggheads. The eggheads tell us that when you stand on your porch tonight and look up in the heavens, those stars are billions of light years away. Now wrap your brain around this concept. Billions of light years. You mean to tell me there's a, I can't, can you imagine being in a room so big that you flip a light switch on and it takes 1 year for it to illuminate the room? Now, if that's what the egghead scientists say, then maybe because it took so long for that light to reach us, maybe what we're looking at ain't actually was there now. I'm just saying. And it's not a hard concept to conceive. You hear a lot of individuals of a higher enlightenment talk about supreme math, supreme mathematics, and how these numbers symbolize so many different things. I'm going to tell you something that probably a lot of us that are right around my age might have forgotten. Do y'all remember when they was trying to get us to go into a metric system? Do you remember being in class and the teacher coming in, she got this look on her face like they done just dropped the A-bomb in the backyard or something, and she's panicking because we got to learn the freaking metric system. You're staring at the ruler like she's staring at it like, you the teacher, I mean what, you know? I'm going to tell you something. If y'all don't, I'm going to tell you just my experience. I remember when they tried to get us to adopt to this metric system, it got to a point between the teachers and the students asking all these questions that they basically said, forget it. America will stay at this standard. Everyone else would go to a metric system, and we're going to stay at this standard. And you know what? I kind of thought about that as an adult. Like, wow, what was the whole deal with us going metric? I don't get that. I mean, but it was a big deal. It was like every day for 300-some-odd days out of the year, I'm sweating about this freaking ruler and this metric shit. But they could, you know what? I realized as an adult, they couldn't teach me shit because they didn't know it. They didn't have supreme mathematics. Now, I learned that a lot of enlightened men of color are born with supreme mathematics. I'm going to paint a real picture for you. You know what? We're going to go hood and street for a second. I got some friends that are of a Caucasian persuasion, and I heard this out of one of these young men's mouth, which made perfect sense at the time. He said, you know what? You know, when we sell dime bags and nicks and this, that, and the other, we know how to maximize when it comes to math. We can look at the bag and tell the weight ain't right. We know how to get the most out of it. You know why? Because we already knew that supreme mathematics. Now, we're using it for this stuff. All I'm trying to show you is that the panic was not really for us. It was a panic for them. That's how far behind are you, you know, and this, that, and the third. Real talk, I'm just trying to show you something, man. You learn as an adult that there ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no gigantic Easter Bunny. No, ain't no fat man coming down no chimney. But we live in the projects and we ain't got no chimney. So how does that work? I'll tell you my first experience, and I'm going to bring in my caller. Look, I remember Christmas. I wanted a Huffy dirt bike. And when I got my Huffy dirt bike for Christmas, it had dirt on the tires. Tires were dirty now, wrapped up in a bowl and everything. My tires was dirty like it was fresh from outside. And me being the observant child that I was, it wasn't that I wasn't grateful. I just had some questions. I was like, well, you know, why is the tires dirty on the bike that Santa Claus brought? Now, you know what my parents told me? My parents looked me dead in my face. I love my mom. I love her to death. But she looked me dead in my eyes and told me, baby, Santa Claus had to ride that one over here. Make sure it worked for you. Then when I got older, I was like, okay, we ain't got no chimney. And why every time Christmas come, I got my uncle that's over here, and I hear shit in the living room, and I wake up, come on, man. After a while, I knew what the business was. I knew that the present that came out of the tree didn't come from the fat man in the red suit. It came from my mom who loved me. Just trying to share something with you, man. Real talk. We're going to go to request line. We're going to bring in another caller. Y'all already know what it is. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Your caller, last will be your number, 7416. You're definitely in the mix, man. Can you hear me?
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to chat you out of her. You're now in tune on the one. The Master Blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. I am the Master Blaster, or the Blast Master, and this is where they do that at radio. J-Dawg, what's the word, baby boy?
Yo, man, the word for the day is, man, hey, so much to do, so little time, but yet we learn the older we get, the less we know.
Yeah,
yet,
for sure.
You know,
like nano technology, you dig?
Yeah. You know, it's deep. It's very deep. I mean, I remember that Christmas, man. That Christmas there was like one that goes down in our family history. It's like, wow, because I was like really perturbed that the tires on my bike was dirty, and I couldn't understand that whole concept. That's when Christmas became, I guess, Christmas to me. It's like, okay, you said Santa Claus rode my bike. Why ain't my brother tires dirty? it was a logical, legitimate question. My mom looked me dead in the face, told me Santa Claus had to ride that one. That messed me up for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Hey, man, so much information have been disseminated tonight. I just want to give honors and thanks to all of the brother elders who have reached out and come out to the program.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of speaking to our youth,
that's right.
You know, it's very important.
man, I pray that all of y'all is listening to the information that's being disseminated over these airwaves, because you have very limited resources in coming to a watering hole like this. This is a watering hole. Think in terms of the Serengeti. For those of you who don't know what the Serengeti is, this is an African plain where wildebeest and alligators and crocodiles and, you know, all the like, you know, roam freely, and they have migrational periods. We are no different. We have migrational periods, and now it's time to migrate, because according to Revelations, in order for Babylon, the great city, and spoken of in Revelations, is New York City. It is Babylon the Great, and Babylon has fallen, as it speaks to you in Revelations. Babylon has fallen, and in according to the Mayan calendar, many people have said the world will end, and yada yada. Now, what's happening is you're at the end of a cycle. And everything what you're hearing now on what they do to that radio is letting you know that there's the end of a cycle. The end of that cycle is called the United States of America. That cycle is a part of the end. She's gone. She's been gone for many decades now. Yep. She's gone. She's been bankrupt. Really, the Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us that in 1913 America was gone. In 1933, just 30 years thereafter, the capstone was put over her grave. Because she no longer had gold or silver or any natural resources backing up her dollar. So now the dollar is weak, and it's all by design. So just in hearing the conversation tonight, and for those who don't know that even when I'm not called upon to address the family, when our other family members are called upon to address the family, I'm listening intently, because I'm being taught and I'm learning all at the same time as we continue to move forward. And this is how I grow and learn. I just want to say that once again, I'm very thankful to have an outlet, a media outlet like this, because there's no other place that I know of where you can promote your products, your services, and learn how to promote them better.
That's right.
And then at the same time, also be raised degrees immensely from the information that's being disseminated on this airway. So I want to give honors to all the Moors who have come out in support of what they do to their radio. This is home. I want to say that you made a point that in the Catholic Church that you read along and you know, towards the end of that thing, you find out that you're only getting somebody else's point of view.
Right.
As opposed to reading for yourself. Mm. I'm going to share something with you. At one point, we were forbidden to read.
Mm-hmm.
Forbidden to open that book, mm-hmm. which is not the only holy book.
Mm-hmm.
As spoken on the other night, all of the holy books are one volume.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kang showed you, yeah, we're not going to go into that again tonight, but he showed you religious tolerance with looking at Mahatma Gandhi. For those of you who do not know who Mahatma Gandhi is, spell it as best you can. Put it in the search engines that you use the most or that you find is the most resourceful and find out who Mahatma Gandhi is because he still lives. On the other side, we want you to know that to read or not to read.
Okay.
See, we spoke on this thing, and one of the brothers from the industry on the industry side came in and said, "Hey, he said read."
Mm-hmm.
And then he elaborated and said that reading a contract or reading is not like reading a contract because the verbiage is different.
That's right.
So now you see that here you've expressed to me and to everybody who's listening that you had questions.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of questions. And these questions are important because I had a lot of questions. And these questions propelled me to move into the direction of truth, which is seeking ye shall find. This is seeking the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
This is true prosperity. Because truth is the central gem of this life.
That's right.
Say that again. Truth is the essential gem of this life. The prophet Daniel told us, be not deceived. When we are deceived, that means we are no longer under truth, but we are under deceptive or decepticons. See, they play a trick on us with the words. Deception means Decepticon. A Decepticon. What is a Decepticon? Okay. Who is their leader? Who is their God?
Okay.
And if you are not spiritually aligned with that, how do you recognize that this is a Decepticon and that one is not?
That's right.
Very important. Because in this day and time, like here, see, during the past time, you had where you was outright forbidden to read the Bible or to learn or to read. Now you are instructed to read along, but not really being encouraged to read in-depthly, to read with the spiritual eye, which is seeking the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. See, when I was a little boy, it was called the Holy Ghost. Then somebody changed it and called the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, hey, they came up and we went from, you know, from regular Coke to Coke Classic, which, hey, I feel
it's, but the result is the same. The result is the same, is that the children are not reading. And the brother from the industry side said, he said that you need to read.
That's
you
right.
need to read. You need to read. You need to have it. And you need to read it. You need to digest it. Now, why is that so important? Because you need to seek for yourself, because it's only you who can save yourself.
Right.
And as you begin to look around you and see all the misconceptions within this particular system, which this system is devised to be a deception to all of us.
That's right.
And it is. It is a major deception to all of us. That is why the prophet Daniel said, be not deceived. Because when we are deceived, we are under the power of what has been described as the Antichrist spirit. That Antichrist spirit is what have been coined or phrased or termed on this particular media outlet as the Luciferian spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that we are at war, and then there's a part of our own internal struggle, our own internal spiritual flesh or spiritual physical battle that is taking place daily, because it's in our mind where this Christ-like spirit is crucified.
Okay.
It's not someone to come. It's a spirit that is within you that is to rise up and to take control of your physical vehicle. Your physical vehicle is your temple, or scientifically speaking, your human body.
Okay.
There was a song said, Illuminati, want my mind, soul, and body. One of the boys from Mobb Deep.
There you go.
This is why I say the other night, you see, it's people who are trying to solidify a position for their family members on a generational level. So they see that, hey, this is what I love to do. This is an easy thing for me to go in and be initiated into this occult, to this Luciferian occult, and take care of them, not knowing that had somebody told this sister that, yeah, you're going to win an Oscar.
Okay.
But your brothers and your family members are going to die.
That's right.
As a result of your coming into this Baphomet. And I got bats for the Mets. Yeah, we're going to talk. I got bats for the Mets, for the Baphomet. So the thing is that, no, she probably would not have done that had she known.
Yeah.
But she did not know. She did not know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna call her name, but I will say this, you know, is that the decisions that we make to make our money, there's people who don't like the way that we make our money. We got various ways in that we make our money. You know, and Marvin Gaye said it plain and clear. We money we make it, but before we see it, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Through the form of taxes and illegal contracts or confusing contracts.
Radio for all the youth out there who is seeking to get into the entertainment industry. Is that number one, if you utilize your mind power, you'll create an industry of your own where you do not need them. You need to look at successful people. Tyler Perry is the epitome of success in terms of, now Spike Lee don't really like the nigga, to be honest. You know, he said a lot of shit about Tyler Perry, and I'm like, why the fuck is Spike hating on Tyler? You know, why? Well, his movies ain't selling like they was. You know, yeah. He's not putting them out like he was putting them out in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw one in there now. Now this is just food for thought, and I'm not playing devil's advocate, but I just want to kind of share a perception that young folks might miss. When it comes to successful, you know, and these are all my entertainers and artists, I want you to write this down, mental note. In order for you to be a successful black entertainer in mainstream media, there are certain things that you have to do. Now, case in point, you can probably name some very successful black entertainers, but they all have this one thing in common that they all had to do in order to get to that level of success. We're going to use Wesley Snipes. We're going to use Jamie Foxx. We're going to use Martin Lawrence. Let's see, who else? Jamie, Martin, Wesley. List goes on and on. Chris Tucker, for example. Now, I'm going to show you what all four of these, in Tyler Perry, all four of these that we had that we're going to use. All five or four, you know, who can count. What did they all had to do in order to become the successful men of color in the industry of the City of the Fallen Angels? Well, this is what they had to do. When their career got on a stable track, they had to do, and yes, I'm gonna confirm it. Yes, this is the Illuminati influence. This is what this is one of the newest things you got to do if you want to be among the elite. You know, the army say be all you can be. So if you want to be all you can be, then you got to be able to take the black image that you represent as a black man and being willing in front of millions of people who worship the ground you walk on, so to speak, be willing to play a role that is outside of your gender and character. What do you mean, Jay? Well, best way to say it, because we ain't dealing with kids anymore. We only got like 10 minutes left, so I'll make this quick. You had to play a role that was meant for a woman, even though you're a man, in order for you to be that successful black entertainer. Oh, I forgot about Will Smith, too. Will, you know, Cuba Gooding. Anyway, think about that. All of these actors that I just named, it wasn't until they played that role of female character that their career took off. Wesley Snipes. When did Wesley Snipes play drag? Well, let's think back. You ever seen that show? I forgot what it was called. I don't know if it was Moulin Rouge or whatever it was, but it had him, Swayze. They all played females in drag. Chris Tucker, first role he played in drag was First Element. Jamie Foxx, of course, you know, I'll Rock Your World. He did Wanda. Martin Lawrence, Big Mama. And, of course, Tyler Perry with the deal. What I'm trying to say is there are certain things you have to do in order to reach a certain level of success as a black male entertainer in mainstream media. Just think about that. And I'm going to stop. We got about 9 minutes left. I ain't even interrupt, but I just had to put that out there.
Hey, those are very good points. All of those are very good points. This is the reason why the brother, what's his name, who had a very successful show, went to Africa and see, it was just...
David Chappelle. My man, Dave.
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 That's why I say I got bets for the mess. So the thing is that we're talking about various levels of the industry.
Okay.
Where when you come in, you're initiated into this thing.
There you go.
And we got soldiers.
Uh-huh.
And some of the soldiers
who
are still,
right,
even though they've gone through these things and they are experiencing, I want to make this very plain to you.
Okay, go ahead. We got about 8 minutes.
They are experiencing nightmares as they walk down the street.
That's right.
Because they are being bombarded with spiritual energy because they thought that coming into this money was going to be the end all, but it's not. It is the losing of your soul.
That's right.
And this is why on where they do that at radio, we're saying, look, don't be the average Joe Schmo.
Right.
Speaking about the killing, all of these things that they're speaking about on that international level, I just call it the NBA. I'm going to call it the NBA of music, since we're dealing primarily with music. We're going to call it the NBA of music.
Uh-huh.
And when you come into that NBA of music, there are guidelines, prerequisites, and a format that you have to follow. Tupac is one who came in under that order.
That's right.
And said, look, if you look at the tapes that was left, he said, look, I'm looking at myself. I did not lose my soul. Why? Because someone told him, nigga, we got your soul.
That's right.
You leave here, we'll conjure you back up. And we'll hear you again.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah.
This ain't the little game, the Ouija board.
Okay.
This ain't the Ouija board, man. So before you go over to that side, just invest in yourself and be thankful that you have an outlet where your music can be heard all over the world, and at the same time, you can learn how to protect yourself as a musician or as an artist or as a writer and learning how to copyright and trademark your lyrics. I want to speak to the industry side of this thing tonight because most nights I'm speaking primarily about spirit, but that spirit is what is to help guide you or help guide us, and I need your help. I don't know all things.
Mm-hmm.
See, and ironically enough, as you were speaking about the Catholic Church, and they got you praying to this one they call Jesus, he said that when they were asking him about the final days, they say, what the disciples are asking him, the faithless ones,
mm-hmm,
he was saying that, show us a sign
Okay.
He said, well, if you want to sign, here are your signs. When the earthquakes come, they're not saying how they were going to happen.
That's right.
So now you got earthquakes coming, and some of these earthquakes are not naturally occurring earthquakes or naturally occurring hurricanes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you say you're going to see these things coming from diverse places, which means what? When I was in New Orleans, 2005, locked up in Orleans Parish Prison, the youth come to me, as they always do whenever I'm locked up. They come to me and they be like, look, man, come drop this shit on us. And ironically enough, I was just speaking to them about, I didn't open the book. I just started speaking to them and say, hey, you know, there's a time coming when you're going to see earthquakes all over the place. An earthquake shook New Orleans. This was 2005. It did not register on the
seismograph or the Richter scale.
The seismograph. Did not register on the seismograph, but it registered enough that the meteorologist took note of it. It was like, wow, here's an earthquake just hit New Orleans. This was after Katrina. So this is like November, December of 2005, after the hurricanes and the floods and whatnot. So, but my point to you is that he said, look, the end of days, he answered his disciples truthfully, at the end of days, only the Father knows when the end of days will be. Not even I know. I'm going to find that scripture for you. I used to know these scriptures back and forth.
But I think the listeners definitely get it. We got about 3 minutes left, 3 and counting. I think that, you know, as a matter of fact, that'll be a good point for us to definitely pick up on, because, I mean, in just what you've heard tonight and what the entire message is, the older you get, the more you realize that the truth that you're seeking has been right under your nose the whole while. You just have to seek it. You have to search for it. And you don't have to look very far. Most of the truth you'll find within your own heart, your own soul, within your own self. Truth is a thing that that right now is so greatly needed, because if we don't look for universal truth, will be subject to universal deception. And universal deception is the prerequisite for total control. And total control leaves you defenseless against the elements that plague upon you being obedient to a system that's meant to rid you of your natural, of your natural resources, which is the mind. Because when the mind is confined, the body will follow. If the mind has not been reprobated, it has not been changed, if it's been conditioned, if it's been programmed, if it's been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, the body will follow. The spiritual mind is cut off from the spiritual roots. The spiritual man must be fed right now. The spiritual man must be given substance. The spiritual man is what you must be feeding. This is why they continue to combat that consciousness with foolishness, but turning the foolishness into acceptance. And we have accepted foolishness and deception over universal truth. The battle is all but won. So, seek, look, and listen. Not just to the words of what we're saying. Listen to your own heart. Listen to your own mind. Listen to that God that's in you. you'll see this world for what it truly is. These are exciting times to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, so let's not waste it. These are exciting times to exist. Let's not waste it. These are exciting times to be who God has called you to be, so let's not waste it. Let's make the most of it. This is Where They Do That Riddle. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flames and national artists that are changing the game. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You know what it is. But until then, we're going to say thank you. Good night. May God bless. Peace.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Lost Wayne says, niggas is dead and shit. What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. You know, seen it all, you've been through it all, yo. I need to know right now, yo. It's not for real, for real.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things, giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and falls and all. Hit them with the ball, don't even know me from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me, sisters wanna rap.